I'm outside the Bank of England again, and lots of people have gathered as a memorial for the guy that died yesterday. There's a statue that's been covered in plywood, and onto that is lots of tributes to the guy that died. Some of them said, one of them reads, "Those who sacrifice liberty over security deserve and will receive neither." "You shouldn't have to die for change in 2009, says another. "A police kettle is not a natural cause, says another one. "He was coming to protest against capitalism at G20, says another one. One just says murder. And there's some... let's see if you can listen into some interviews with some of the anarchists.
Yeah, because when we were walking back, because we were going to go back Bishopsgate Road to go to climate camp, which eventually got closed down, I think. At least that's what I've heard. And some guy was telling us that something really silly happened. And by that, I thought maybe it's just someone threw a few bottles, you know.
I mean, I heard you mention before that you heard his, did you say his head crack against the floor or something?
No, basically, someone got arrested, and the officer dragged him away, and another officer opened the car door onto his head. And we heard, that was like about 100 yards, 150 yards away, and we heard the bang on his head. Didn't sound pleasant at all.
And considering the situation that we were in, for example, this guy was passed out on the floor, and that was happening as well. It seemed like the situation was getting out of hand from the police's side, you know? Because obviously, we just wanted the people who were here to come out. We weren't aggravating the police, we were just trying to talk to them, but they basically refused, you know? Like, for example, this police officer said, basically, he couldn't hear me, even though he clearly could, because I had a scarf on my face to not reveal my identity. Yeah, to reveal my identity, because I don't want, say, you know, something to happen against me, you know? But, you know, it's ridiculous.